Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
I've always loved music. As a kid growing up in England, I was into what I regarded as the coolest bands of my time. Groups like The Jam, Echo and the Bunnymen, and Lloyd Cole and The Commotions. Yes, these bands were hip. And everything else, in my opinion, was just dreadful. In England, we had a TV show called Top of the Pops, which aired on Thursday evenings. It featured popular artists performing their songs. I remember one week watching the show with my father, and what irritated me was that he was singing along to a pathetic song by an appalling group, Bucks Fizz, that had just won the Eurovision Song Contest a few weeks earlier with their hit, Making Your Mind Up. It had an annoyingly catchy hook that my dad would often sing around the house. As I berated my father about what an abysmal song this was, he taught me a life lesson that has resonated with me to this very day, one that has proven invaluable in both my personal and professional life. In just three words, he taught me something profound about the human condition. His response to my tirade of musical criticism was simply, "In your opinion." I tried to objectively reason with him, explaining why Bucks Fizz were not cool and that their song was just pure drivel. But he kept replying with the same three words, "In your opinion." At the time, I didn't realise how relevant that lesson would be in the workplace. Many years later, when completing a behavioural assessment for my then employer, Hilton Hotels Corporation, I could hear the wisdom of my father echoing through the pages. I just completed an MBTI, you know, the Myers-Briggs type indicator assessment, which summarised my personality profile as ENFJ. Now, the ENFJ, if you're not familiar, is extroverted, intuitive, feeling, and judging personality type. It's often referred to as the protagonist in the Myers-Briggs system. ENFJs are known for their strong interpersonal skills, empathy, and passion for helping others. Now, here's a breakdown of their key traits. E, extroverted. ENFJs are outgoing, sociable, and energized by interacting with others, thriving in group settings and naturally stepping into leadership roles to inspire and motivate those around them. Yeah, that's pretty much me. Intuitive N, ENFJs focus on the big picture and future possibilities, prioritizing long-term goals and abstract ideas over immediate details, with a talent for spotting patterns and connections that others may overlook. Yeah, that's kind of got me pinned. F is feeling. ENFJs make decisions based on their values and the impact on others, prioritizing empathy, harmony, and personal connections while being driven by a desire to help and support the greater good. That very much sounds like me. And then the last one, judging J. ENFJs prefer structure and organization. Yes. Making decisive, well-planned decisions. Yes. And setting goals to achieve them systematically. Yes. They're responsible, reliable, and often take on leadership roles in both personal and professional settings. Yeah, that's me. Now, this tendency to judge and sometimes be too quick to form opinions has actually played out in my professional life as well. Early in my career, I sometimes made snap judgments about colleagues, their work ethic, or even their leadership style based on my idealized vision of how things should be. I've learned, often the hard way, however, that leadership and indeed good teamwork requires flexibility and a willingness to embrace different perspectives. For example, when managing teams, many times I've had to remind myself that everyone brings something valuable to the table, even if it doesn't always align with my immediate preferences or expectations, you know, the window through which I see the world. So whether it's an employee's approach to problem solving or a colleague's communication style, I've had to consciously step back and ask myself, is this working? Is this what the team needs right now? You know, the lesson my father taught me to appreciate that opinions are subjective and situational has made me a more thoughtful, empathic leader, husband, and also co-worker as well, hopefully. If you've never taken a behavioral assessment, I'd actually encourage you to do so. That can help you understand yourself better, how you work, how you lead, and how you relate to others. It can make a big difference in both your professional and personal life. But hey, that's just my opinion. P.S. I still think Buck's Fizz sucked. You can judge for yourself on YouTube.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.